All right, we're Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin, Siv Gimel. Siman Kuf Tzadik Zayin is basically two topics. The topic we dealt with last week and the topic we'll deal with this week. Last week's topic, we learned, I think it's something that's a chiddush to most of us, that going to the mikvah on Leil Shabbos is not a lechatchila. Going to the mikvah on the night of Shabbos is not lechatchila. Because of Nira Kamisakin, you're not allowed to tovel Kalim on Shabbos because of Nira Kamisakin. The Gemara said that in the time of Shas, if someone goes to the mikvah on Shabbos, it's mutter because it's Nira Kameikar. It doesn't look like the person toveling himself is Misakin himself, it just looks like he's taking a dip to cool off. And the Chumash Hadeshin said that that's not true, Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh, we have a meaning not to go immerse ourselves in, even in a cold pool of water. And therefore, toveling on Shabbos is not lechetchila. Nevertheless, when the zman of the mikvah comes out on Shabbos, we tovel. That's what we all know. The mikvahs are open Shabbos. And we tovel in a mikvah if the zman ha'tefila comes out on Leil Shabbos. The chiddush and the lamaisa was the Ramah. That in mekaymos, the mekaymos shenagu to be makbid, that if the Zman HaTfila did not come out on Shabbos, it got pushed off for whatever reason, that's not a good enough reason to tovel on Shabbos. If a woman pushed it off to Friday night, she could have gone to the mikveh earlier. So the Taz said, the Ramah said that it's totally yiminig ha-mekaymos, and the Shach was mekel, the Taz was machmir, in general, about this inyan, and therefore, we try l'chatchila to avoid a tefillah on Leil Shabbos wherever we can. And certainly b'mezid, we don't push off mikvah night. If a mikvah night comes out Thursday night, and for whatever reason, it's easier for you to do it Friday night. Thursday night, the lady has to cook, she's tired, she wants to push it off to Friday night for convenience. So that we do not do. That, to push off to Friday night when it's shy to do it earlier, we don't push it off to Friday night. That's the... That's sort of the bottom line. Men, as I mentioned that it's not so poshut, men going to the mikveh. So it could be that since Mikra Adin, a man's allowed to daven and learn even without going to the mikveh, there's no mechzik in the sakin. It's a hinder, but it doesn't fix anything. Shenken, a woman who's a surah without going to the mikveh, that's what we read from the Mishnah. I said, this is the bottom line. With all the tumbling, the bottom line is that we don't push things off to Leil Shabbos for arbitrary reasons. There's one suffix that I wasn't sure about last week. I didn't mention it. So I'll mention it to you now. The question I had was this. Let's say... we're going to accept that if, let's say, a mikveh night comes out Thursday night, and a woman, she's tired, she wants to push it off for Friday night, that if a woman does that, we don't allow her to go to the mikveh Friday night, because you're not allowed to push off a mikveh night when you were able to do it the day before. You're not allowed to push it off for Friday night. What about if she pushed off a hefsek tahara? She didn't do the week before. You can't go to the mikveh unless you do the hefsek tahara a week before. So, already a week before, she did the Hefsek Tahara Friday night. She figures, if I can do a Thursday night, I'll do a Friday night, and the mikvah will come out Friday night. So here, there's room to be mesupik, because now, when Thursday night comes around the following week, she can't go to the mikvah Thursday night. She did the Hefsek Tahara at the wrong time. She can only go Friday night. So I was wondering if in such a case, that would be... not be counted as someone who could have gone Thursday and pushed it off deliberately to Friday. And maybe that will let her go to the mikveh. So I found... How do we know? It's true. Maybe Thursday she wouldn't have been tahar. I hear the taina, but there's a tshuvas night of Yehuda. Night of Yehuda tinyana, saif simen kuf yud zayin. We'll see pischei tshuva tzechen zetzul agabi, something we're going to learn today. So agav, I saw there, he says... that if a Hefsek Tahara was pushed off to Friday night, it could have been done Thursday night, that's called pushing it off, and she can't go to the mikveh Friday night. That's what he says. However, he's talking about a kala before the wedding. So it's possible that she knew Thursday night she could have been clean. And the Noshim Didon, the fifth night comes out Thursday, maybe you're right. Maybe they don't know that it could have been done. But the bottom line, the ikur in this is the idea that you don't push off a mikveh night to a Friday night, even if you both consent, you're allowed to push a mikveh night off if husband and wife agree. Nevertheless, for pushing it to a Friday night, that we don't do.
What about if she was sick Thursday night? Could one say that still you shouldn't do Friday night? You should still wait till Motzei Shabbos because you know the other reasons Rabbi's saying.
Question is, what happens if she's sick? She's a chayla and she's. I don't know, maybe you're right. Maybe that's different. We need to have a clear geder in the Gedarim of the Einis. And what?
Doesn't
have to agree. Right. If she's sick, Mr. Doesn't agree. So we're going to force him. So, anyway, this is all in this category of the Sif Beis. It's rare that a Shaila actually comes up this way, halacha
l'maisa. Is it pushed off the next day and everything's fine? Let's say she's in a plane. Just had no mitzvah.
Yeah, they are planned. In cases where it's EF Shalal Litval, then there's no Shaila. I mean, right. In a case where a woman's mikveh night gets pushed off, after the 7 days are up, she doesn't have to wear white and she doesn't do bedikas anymore. Afterwards.
But if something is the place where there's no mikveh, and then
if it's EF Shalal Litval, then there's no question. The whole shaila is when it's EF Shalal Litval. That was the whole thing. So that's what we're going to learn now. We're going to learn now in Gimel Dalet Hey the shyness of a woman going by day. As a matter of fact, the Yehuda brought the Eitzah, that the Pesachei Tshuva brought the Eitzah, she should go Bein HaShmoshes. We should go Kor of Laila in the Pesachei Tshuva Beis, and Achinami, I believe the Chochmas Adam brings that Lamaisa in such a case. Comes out funny, she sort of gains from the whole thing, that we're not going to let her tevel on Shabbos. But if she'll tevel on Bein HaShmoshes of Friday going into Shabbos, so then that will be matir. It's Shalom and Isidra Abadah, Bein HaShmoshes, Wameikel.
But the following day, if she doesn't go, let's say that she's supposed to go Thursday night,
she'll go Wednesday night, she'll go Thursday night. So by day, that we're going to learn today. The Shuvah of Bein HaShmoshes, we'll learn today when she's allowed to go by day. I said there are two in Yonim in Simuk of Tzadik Zayim. Sif Aleph and Beis, really Sif Beis, is the union of Tefillah B'Shabbos, and Gimel Dalet Hey is the question of Tefillah B'Yayim, which is on our, on our schedule for the day. Someone at the end of Shir last week asked that if a woman goes Friday night, what does she do with Adlokas Neiris and Kabbalah Shabbos? So in Brooklyn, where the mikveh is in walking distance, she really is just Mekabel Shabbos and goes to the mikveh. There are no malachas involved. There are no issues involved. In places where it's a distance and she wants a car ride, and she has to walk back, but she needs a car ride to where she's going. So it comes back to the old issue of lighting bitnai and getting a car ride. Now, lighting bitnai is a machlokes kadmonim. If you can light Shabbos lichvud tonight. The psak that it says in halacha is that b'makom tzayrach one is permitted to light Shabbos candles with a tanai. I do want to point out that if someone lights Shabbos candles with a tanai, the candles have to be burning long enough for her to be nehenna, or somebody in the house to be nehenna when they return home. What I mean to say is that people sometimes call me, people very often ask, I have Sheva Brachas tonight, and let's say in Shul. Is it better for me to light in Shul or light at home? Right? So it's better to light at home than light in Shul. But what happens if I have to take a car? I have to drive there, I have to carry things there. So if someone wants to light at home with a Tanai, there's an issue because you have to be Nehenna from the Oiroi Shabbos, from the Neiroi Shabbos on Shabbos. If you're not Mekabel, if you're Mekabel Shabbos, there's no Zman. Mishnah Berurah says, if you're a Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no problem. Someone's lighting Shabbos candles and walking go to a Sheva Brachas. They come back, the candles will be out. So I tell them, you light the Shabbos candles and sit down and say a couple of Shabbos. Do something by the candles just for a minute or two. Mishnah Berurah says there's no Zman. That's fine. If you're lighting B'tanai, you have to make sure that the candles will still be lit when she comes home, or even the husband comes home, when it's Shabbos for the people, has to be lit. So you take a 3 or 4 hour candle is not going to do the trick. So you take oil and you light that way.
What?
If there are people on the Kabbalah Shabbos, then the henna from it, that's fine. That's fine. The, what? Excuse me? Right. Now there is something of a question about whether you have to make a Tanai in our cars, in the cars that we sit in. When I go to Israel, my wife's not there, I light candles Friday. Try to be makdi daven mincha earlier. A man should preferably daven mincha before lighting. What? I might with a bracha, sure. And then, if I go to the kaisel, I'm a passenger in the car on the way, so I want to make it tonight. The question is, I'd rather not make it tonight. Yeah, chalukei dayis if a tonight works. Especially if a daven mincha, I could walk. So the question is being a passenger in a car really a malacha on Shabbos or not? Ramesh has a tshuva. Someone asked him if you can get on a bus for free. There's no issue of paying. Is there any issur in going on the bus or on the trains? If you remember years ago, in New York City, on New Year's Eve, the buses and trains were free. Remember once upon a time? So let's say it's New Year's Eve, and you're a free bus ride. You're a Kabbal Shabbos, you get on the bus. What are you doing wrong? What? You want to get away from Times Square. So they have a minion there? Someone wrote an article that it's a Kiddush Hashem, that in Shea Stadium they have a kosher Franks available. And they have a mincha, it's a Kiddush. So I'm not sure the Kiddush Hashem exactly, that. All right, getting back here, sitting in a car. So Ramesha writes that the Makar Ta'asar is a Gemara in Be'ah. Gemara in Be'ah talks about, it's talking about Yom Tov, because on Shabbos you don't carry. It talks there about carrying a person in a, a hansom? They used to have these, they used to carry these kings. It's a hansom. What?
Rickshaw.
A rickshaw. Okay, hansom is in familiar to the word hansom for Sherlock Holmes, right? It's always a hansom. That's carried by horses. But anyway, the Gemara talks about, like the Meraglim, they came back with the grapes on a, what's it called?
Wheelbarrow.
That sticks. So for a person to go on such a thing, on Yom Tov, you're allowed to carry. So you want to get a person to be carried on one of those things? What's wrong? So the Gemara says that it's of the dechayel. It's not appropriate. So based on that, Ramesha says going on a bus, going on a train is also fits into that category.
Why isn't it a malacha? I mean,
so
when you're on the
it's
bus,
not a malacha.
No, but you're on the bus. I mean, scientifically, physically,
you don't do anything.
But by adding the weight, you might be.
By adding the weight, you cause the guy to expend, to burn more gas. You're not burning any gas. If you, what? What's it, why?
Shabbos elevator.
I've told people in the past, if you have a choice on Shabbos, to get either on a Shabbos elevator or a non-Shabbos elevator. It's better to go on a non-Shabbos elevator. Halachically, I'll tell you why. When you get on a Shabbos elevator, if additional electricity is being used, you're causing it. You're the last human being involved. When you step on, you cause the machinery to burn extra electricity, if that's what's happening. When you get on a non-Shabbos elevator, you get on, no electricity is being used. Someone else gets on and pushes a button. That person is the Baal Malacha of the electricity that's being used. Assuming he's a guy, so you have a guy doing Malacha for you, which is better. The non-Shabbos elevator is better than the Shabbos elevator. Even if you tell a guy. Getting back, we're getting off track. Getting back to getting in a car, so Ramesha really says it's not a real malacha, it's of the dechayel.
And the person driving is not justified.
And here the person driving is not even Shabbos, and you get in a cab. Now, it is slightly different, because today, when you sit down in a car, certainly in the front seat, you cause a bell to ring if you don't put on your seatbelt. If you do put on your seatbelt, you're completing a circuit to make sure it doesn't ring. So you have to be careful. The Vila, the back seats, it doesn't ring. What? It's a grama. Okay, it's a grama. It's a grama, but Reb Chaim Eiser writes that electronic things that are made to work a certain way, that's not called grama, that's called darkai. That's what he writes. So what I mean to say is it's not clear if getting in a car today involves really a malacha. You have to make sure someone else opens the door. When you open the door, your lights go on. But what I do is I light candles, but tonight, that if I do malacha, it should be, if I end up doing malacha, there should be a lighting with a tonight. If not, there should be a couple of shams.
You have to be back in time.
Yeah, I'm usually back in time. So you turn me in time. At any rate, this is the issue of Friday night. All right, let's move on. Siv Gimel Dalet Hey are the issues of going to the mikveh by day. There are two issues here, and they're issues which are extremely contentious among the Paiskim. One issue is whether one is permitted to go to the mikveh on the seventh day by day. And the other issue is in Timtzalayim, you're not allowed to go on the seventh day. Can you go on the eighth day by day? And this is a common shaila with regard to Pesach, especially in Chutz Laretz. A young couple, they'll tell the parents they're making their own Seder, it's not going to go over well. So the Seder shall Pesach there by parents. And, they're still young, they feel awkward, the woman feels awkward going to the mikveh, everybody will know. And therefore, the question is whether you go to the mikveh the Erev Pesach by day, the seventh day, and Timtzalayim or not, at least the second day of Pesach by day, whether one can go. So the shaila is going the seventh day, going the eighth day. In the country, this is a more common shaila because many mikvahs are not walking distance from bungalow colonies. Now, people have a question about going to the mikvah on Friday afternoon, on the seventh day, in order to and again, you have to have enough time to drive home and to get back before Shabbos. So these are the issues. We'll start from the beginning. We'll go from the Makairis and work our way through the Achrayim. Siv Gimel. What? The mikvahs allow it. I once had somebody in yeshiva was in the Lake House Hotel. I don't know if it still exists. A Lake House Hotel for both days of Pesach. And it came out, and I told him that he should go the eighth day by day. It was it was walking distance, but it wasn't walking distance to keep everyone waiting for the Seder. So I told him to go eighth day by day, but I told him you have to call the mikveh. You know, I can tell you it's mutter, they may not. So at that time, Rav Moshe Bick was the pesach for the Lake House mikveh. And they didn't have to call for him. This wasn't the first time they had the shiloh. He allowed the eighth day by day to go. Whether he would allow the seventh day wasn't being asked at the time. So let's see what it says in Sif Gimel. Like I said, don't jump to conclusions. Let's go b'seder. Sif Gimel. The mikveh makar, that it helps. Now, does it help going by day? Maybe it doesn't help. So we're going to see the Taz Ches brings. This is a Gemara. The Daf Samasayin, the Samaches in Masechtas Nida. And Samasayin on the base. And then we're going to see the Taz brings the source that it helps. Question is, how it says it helps? Maybe you have to wait seven full days till you go to the mikveh. So we're going to see all this. Siv Gimel. Asura litval b'yom zayin. Knock one down. Nabi Tovah on the seventh day. Afilu imam tenes m'litval ad yom ches. Oites. Eino yachay litval b'yom. Mishum srach bita. She can't Tovah by day even the eighth or ninth day because of something called srach bita. Now, we can't jump to Srach Bita. We have to first know why the seventh day is Aser. So if you don't mind, turn back. The Taz brings the source of the whole halach. Taz Ches. Asura litful b'yayim. Pirish. Didin Tairahu shanida tefelas b'yayim zayin shalav. Didin Tairah, I mentioned this to you in the past, is that a nida counts 7 days. Afa pishaloi hayu nikiyais. Even a nida min atayr doesn't nishiv nikiyah. Just the 7th day, teveles. Dafka balayla. A nida has to wait till the night. The bedida talya dafka biyamin. By her, she needs the full 7 days to pass. They're not clean days. So the 7 days have to pass. Avol. Zava, shaseferesh yivinikiyim. A zava who needs 7 clean days. B'sfira amrina miksas yayim kakulai. By counting, we say miksas yayim kakulai. Kivin shasafra miksas yayim eshvi b'nikiyas tayveles. Since she counted part of the 7th day, miksas yayim kakulai, she goes to the mikvah, filo b'yayim. V'yafina lo mikra. Don't try to forget. Svaris, it's xeris hakasim. Deva acher titar. Acher maisa titar. Ella. So what's the problem? We today, why do we need shivinikiyim for zava? It's nida, it's way past the 7th day. Right? We wait 5 and 7, we wait 12 days. It's nida, it's way past the 7th day. So it's only al zava. A zava is allowed to tevel by day. Ella. They might have tashrish while it's still day. If she ends up not having shiva nikiyim, if she bleeds on the 7th day, she's saiser lemafreya. She's allowed to go to the mikvah, but it's pending. It's a tefillah that's pending. If the 7th day will remain tar, then her tefillah was a good tefillah. So we're afraid he'll be tevel by yayim, he'll be over in a deraisa. Okay, because of our Torah, noshen shalanu, alpishet savik zavais, kolayme shem, sefer zayin nikiyim. Im kein lo oylam hava l'chol apoches ches yamim. Even if she only bleeds 1 day, plus shiv nikiyim, it's always the 8th day, im yayim eriya. Hayala heta litvel by yayim, kim yishkvar kol zayin yamim, afilach leititvel by yayim. Ubezem avor, dimri ha-shulchan aruch kan. Now, there should be a period, I don't know, you may have it, Mark. If the Divrei HaShulchan Aruch Kan is the end of the Sifkat, Vahatam, it's a printer's error. The Marakayan on the side tells you Vahatam is supposed to be a new Sifkat.
Oh, no period.
What?
No period.
What do you have? You have the word Bekan, you have Vahatam?
Asterisk.
Asterisk, okay, we have that too. So if Divrei HaShulchan Aruch Kan, why did he explain till here? He explained the 7th day... Why would not tevel? Why would not tevel the 7th day? If you tevel the 7th day, tishamesh, and she'll see dam, it'll end up yaver and derais. What about the 8th day? The 8th day is a totally different reason. Mishum srach bita. What does that mean? Vahatam. Now, continuing, if you read it straight, vahatam sounds like it's going on the 7th day, which is a mistake. Vahatam is going in the 8th day. Mishum srach bita. Why can't you tevel the 8th day? The 8th day, she's already tar. The daughter is going to notice her mother's going to the mikvah on the 8th day. And she doesn't count her mother's days. She sees her mother going to the mikvah on the 8th day and coming home by day. So she's going to think he can do it on the 7th day and come home by day. So because of that, the potential problem, any day, 8th, 9th, 10th day, she can never tevel by day. Mishum srach bita. So you'll tell me that nowadays the girls don't know. They do know. It's not negeya. Srach means that it should be dragged along. The daughter will be dragged along in this. If you look back in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a parenthesis. It says, Pirish dovu kabas v'karvos olasis kamaisa ha'em. Women are going to do like, the daughter's going to do like her mother did. She titvel b'yayim kamaya. And you know, it's good to keep your parents minhagim if they're not averus. You know, I know one person in particular, I can't get him to stop. He does something as a schus for his father. It was an avera that his father did. And he continues his father's minig, does the same averus. Father Gan Eden is having a minimal nachas. Something like that. What?
Any woman who sees that woman is going by day, I'll also go by day.
So why does it say srach bita? Why doesn't it say any woman? So the Chachmas Sadam says, because other women don't mix in. I saw here in the Paiskim, not that way. They say, even if she doesn't have a daughter, other women will notice. So, you know, I'm not sure which the Chachmas Sadam says, other women either don't mix in or they think she's not so frum. I'm frummer.
If the times but why can't it be also the sixth night, just the night before?
So we're going to have that. That even when it's by day, it can't be before. We're going to see either before nights or we'll see in a minute. Now we have the background. We have the Isurim. L'chayr, it's open and shut. It's a machaber. Like, why are we learning more about this? Why are we telling women they can go? It's open and shut. 7 day is Osir, Shema Tira Vitistar, and the 8th day, Mishum Sra'a Bita. So the answer is that we are going to have a couple of exceptions to the Isur, which we're going to see. We're going to start with the Ramah's exception in Siv Gimel. The exception for a Kala. Okay, the Ramah's exception is V'hakalois Hatoivlois Kaidem Achopa. A Kala is going to the mikvah before she's married. Yechailois Litful B'yayim. Doloi Bonetz L'chosin Ad Alayla. They're not going to be with the chosin until night. So what was the Gezerah? That she might be Tishamish and Baila, she'll have Bia by day, and Tira V'tistar. She cannot be a by day, she's not married. So once the chuppah is over, and then she's like every woman. But before the chuppah, which she can't do tefillah, she can't do bia anyway. So for a kala, we are we're makel that she's allowed to go by day. So what happens if the chuppah is by day? So we see, you're going to see here that you have to be makbid that the chuppah should be at night. First of all, take a look at the Rabbi Kiva Eiger, one thing at a time. Rabbi Kiva Eiger just points out, Yechayles Litvus B'yayim, Hechad Neigen Litvul Kala B'yayim Zayin, Leititvul Ad Achar Hanetz Hachama. Okay, I don't think that's a big problem, but anyway, with Tevel the 7th day, she might think she'll go at night. So you can't Tevel till after night. So B'diyevim, Mishola Amayda Shachar Mahani, K'dis Mastis Barbez the Megillah, but Turkos of Avalzova Din Torah Tevelis B'yayim Zayin Achar Hanetz Hachama. The Torah's Lashon is the 7th day after sunrise. The Lashon Zek Tzas Kasha. Din Torah Amayda Shachar Muteres Litvol. Din Torah it's after Alois Hashachar. It's a Mishnah in the second parak of Megillah. But otherwise, yeah. So that is the this is the Heter. Although the Kepeda is that in such a case, the chuppah has to be at a time that it's Vaday Laila.
Would it apply to a woman whose husband is not in town?
So that's, we'll get to that. It's a separate issue, whether there's a loy plug. But here it's a woman who's not married. Now let's look at Shach Tes. Yeah. Of Akalis, Nira Hainu Dafka Ledidon, Shakalis Ene Toivlis Bezayin. Shach says, Kamash Ksavna Simukun Sadik Vavsikot Nchav, that the Kalis, they wait and they go to the mikvah. However, now listen to this. He's saying that's only when they're not counting 7 days and going on the 7th day. Chemashu Maril Sham, the Marikai Gavna, Aval, the Mokim Shakalis Toivlis Bezayin, Oledidonim Irulot Tfila Bezayin. Or if it happened that tefillah came on the 7th day, because she's kalkulat me svira asa does develop miad lachar zayin, any yechayla litva b'yayim. Now here the shach is making problems. He's saying that the mechaber never meant on the 7th day. Da b'yayim zu la mishum srach bita luchud mitzri. On the 7th day, it's not only asrach bita el mishum shema tira v'tistar kol mashal lemafreya nimtza zava lemafreya kedisim shasu paiskin. Very strange. It sounds like the Shach understood that we meant we're makel for a kalak. She doesn't have a daughter yet. That's what it sounds like. So he says that's good on the 8th day, but not on the 7th day. But otherwise, not. So everyone is matmiya on this Shach, the Dogal Mervava on the side. You can see it even without turning the page. It's in the beginning of his words. Kedizim Shach Sabayis Ganal, Dorat Sarachian, Haheter Mishum Shem, Evina Isela Chatzim, Kimi Yavshalavi, Labila Sisson. The Omer Vav says it's not true, even the 7th day. The Ber Hetev, who doesn't typically comment, the Ber Hetev Ches, he brings Ad Kan L'Shayna, he brings the Lashon of the Shach, says, Be'emes Tavarv Tumuim, it's Archean. Echash Shah Shem Atistar, Rabbi Finzeh, Shechashu Chacham, Shem Atishamish Ba'ed Yayim. So it's funny, the Shach here seems to misunderstand the Ramah. He's saying that Ramah only meant the eighth day. He didn't mean the seventh day. And the Shach argues, and these Achroinim Amatmiya, in Pisrei Tshuva Yud, he brings as well. Let's see who else he quotes. Pisrei Tshuva Yud Einber Heitim, Ashatoma Ashach Ein Dogum Ravava, Hisigam Kein Al Ashach Bezeh, Vekazim Shasatchak Nir Lahakum, Api Yom Zayin. Oh, here is where he brings it. Okay, this is what I mentioned to you, that the chuppah, you have to make sure it's Zvadei Laila. So do the chuppah by day, we won't do the yichud. So you can't come the day beer. So that now, if a married woman, we're guys. V'ayim b'tshuvis panim iris, chel beis medalit shechola gam kein ala shach, and shum sam seifer, but that's like Rabbi Kivager, he says that. Right, so this is the halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, of course, nobody wants to get into it, but nevertheless, if it happens, and it happens to a kala, then we're toivel the seventh day by day, but we're makbid to do the chuppah when it's vadei laila. Of course, the question becomes, what's vadei laila? I guess the answer is, you have to ask him inside the kedushin. It might be a reason to switch from a Chassidish Masada the Kedushin to a Litvisha, because Shkia today is 8:15, 8:20. So if you can wait 72 minutes, you have a 9:30 chuppah. Everyone at the wedding is going to be asking, what's going on with this 9:30 chuppah? And what?
You just call
it 8. This is someone coming off a week of Sheva Brachs, you understand. But I'm not worried about Srach Pita. There's no Srach Pita. Kala's not married. It could be a second wedding. I mean, yeah, could be Srach Pita. It's apparently not. And we're going to see later that Srach Pita will make a lenny of Mishas Atchak. All right, so this is Kula. I told you we're going to have three or four Kulas. Kula number one is the Kula of Kala, and that we're Mekel. So we're Mekel for a Kala. Let's go on. Sivdalid is a second Kula. That we're mekel for an oinus. Hechadika oinus. A certain situation.
When you say you cut it, mekel, even in the morning.
What?
Even in the morning she goes to mekel, even in the morning.
Even any time after Neis HaChama, right? So she could go and
wait till night.
Sivdalit, hechadika oinus, kagan she yireya litvel balayla, machvasina. Imagine she's going into the ocean, it's the winter. She doesn't want to go, it's too cold. I pacha gadovim, ukiyaitzabai. Oisha soigmi share yoyir. People lived in walled cities and they're closing the walled cities. Yechayla litvo bishmini mibayid yayim. Avol bishvi, leititvo mibayid yayim, afagavdi ika aynis. Says, let's say you have an aynis. And she can't go by night, so what are you going to do? So we're not mekel on the seventh day, we're mekel on the eighth day. On the eighth day, we'll make her for an oinus that she could go. Now, there's no shach and taz. It seems to be halacha psuka. There is, though, Pisrei Tshuva Yud Aleph, who throws in a bit of a monkey wrench. Pisrei Tshuva Yud Aleph says, Kosa b'sefer chamudei Daniel, Sav Yad, l'chay reniru loy mahani oinus, elo ima oinus l'chol ha'noshim shabi'ir. Unless it's a type of oinus, that's oinus for all the women in the city. And not just for her. Now, oinus l'chol noshim shabi'ir. Why does he say this? Because all the Gemara's examples are she's afraid of ganavim. It's too cold. They're going to lock the gates of the city. These are all things that are for everybody. Now today, Baruch Hashem, we don't have situations. We have an oinus l'chol noshim. You can have an oinus l'ishazu. You can have an oinus for an individual woman who can't go by night. She's marrying off a child that night. She can't go that night. She has reasons that she can't go. Or in the country. So in situations such as that, according to the Chamudei Daniel's initial. Now the question is, what was the Chamudei Daniel's reason? It says Ksav Yad. We don't have the Chamudei Daniel. So the assumption is, the Chamudei Daniel's reason is that he's worried about Srach Bita Why we make on Srach Bita? If it's an Einis, L'chol Anashin Shabi'ir, so people will understand that this was a unique circumstance. If it's an Einis just for this person, people won't understand it. That's our assumption, was his reason. And the Achrayim, whose Psak we follow, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in his Lecha V'Simla, here, his Chaylik, and they point out that the Rambam's Lashin, when the Rambam brings this halacha, he says kagoyin chayla. He says, for example, if she's sick. So the Rambam doesn't agree, is a right against the Chamudei Daniel. And therefore, the rare case that these einsim happen, a person, hechadika einis, is allowed to be tayvel b'yayim on yom ches, but not on yom zayin. So we have a second kula. What? Why don't you go on a cruise? Why don't anybody go on a cruise? I like to have my feet on solid ground. Well, all right, let's. You mean it's the eighth day? Why should have gone the night before? Well, we don't see any reason yet to be Mekel on the seventh day. On the eighth day, okay, if there's an Ignis, you know. For my part, I shouldn't go on the cruise, but, you know, she, I feel that way. You know, ladies tell, why are you going on a cruise? I spent so much money on it. You're not going to get any money back. You know, if you go, you don't get money back. If you don't go, it's the same thing. No? If you wasted your money, you wasted your money. So I don't understand. People go on cruises and they have all kinds of shilas. You know, closing the door, the electronic problems, the toilets, electronic problems, everything. All kinds of Shabbos shilas. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. You know, people. All right, let's learn. I get in trouble whenever I talk about these things. What? The seventh day, we have not yet seen a kula except for a kala. We learned so far two kulas, kala and oinus. Kala, seventh day, oinus, eighth day. The main discussion is, we're going to learn now in Shach Vav and the long Pesachei Tshuva. The main discussion here is a Tosfos. Rabbeinu Tam has a heter, which the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring. Shach Vav, we'll mention it, and we'll see if we pass in this way. The Rabbeinu Tam has the following heter, and this is the heter that we use for Yom Ches today. The question is whether you could use it for Yom Zayin. Ramesha was very strong about following Rabbeinu Tam's heter. We'll see based on Sidri Taro, which we're going to learn. The heter of Rabbeinu Tam is that she could go to the mikveh, provided that she doesn't return home until nightfall. In other words, what are we worried about? Shabbat Shabbos and Baila and Srach Bita. If she goes to the mikveh and she's tovel by day, but she doesn't get home till night, you know, she arrives home a little before Shabbos and drives around in the parking lot for half an hour and then walks in. How she can light candles, I have to worry about it. But if she doesn't get home till night, so who knows that she was tovel by day? Only she knows. That is, it's Rabbeinu Tam in Taisus Heter. The question is, if we pass him that way? So we have to start with Shachs of Katan Vav. Asura Litvos, it's back on the previous page in your copies. Mashma. The Shulchan is Mashma. I feel Shetitvos Samach Lechashecha, V'tavi Lebeisim Mishetech Shach, Osir. Kedas Rajbam V'siyatai. Shekhasu Apay, Shenach Lach, Mikedvarav. Shulchan Aruch is Mashma, even if she gets home at night. It's still also like the Rashbam and his the Rishayim that followed him. Kosava Bach. Now listen to this Bach. Afilo loleches mi beisa le beisa tefila mi ba'id yayim aser. Even to go to the mikveh when it's still day is aser. That's tough. Hainu, he says, kishe isha rechetzes v'chefefes bebeisa. V'leches lebakum tefila. She does the preparations at home and then goes to the mikveh. It sounds like the girls are really nosy. Like, if she does the hachanis at home and she's going to the mikveh, the girls are going to say she's tefillin by day. If she doesn't do the preparations, the girls say, oh, she's doing preparations in the mikveh. That's what it sounds like. Av kshiyesh merchitz beis tefillah b'makim echad, v'ishe tevelz m'bayyayim l'merchit shah, ha'ilechis m'bayyayim l'merchit shah yishtayim kaidim ha'chashecha, u'bala beis ha'acha ha'chashecha. Av b'ishe merchitz beis tefillah kar v'samach l'beisa, eikam yishtam srach pita. Now, you know, I'm someone mostly with sons. I don't know how nosy the girls are. But Bach is assuming that women know all these cheshbainis. And therefore, so what's this psak? You can never toivel by day, even if you get home at night. You can't even go to the mikveh by day, unless it's a mikveh that has a place to do hachanis, which is mostly the way it is today. They have the Shabbos mikvahs that don't have. But typically they have. Miu. Here's the big miu. Ba'ogur, kasef shaminik ba'ashkenaz litfil samuch lechashaycha. The ogur brings a minik to go samuch lechashaycha. Ve'evshe disvilek rabbeinu tamasiyata idemut litfil samuch lechashaycha. Rak shetavi lebeisim ishetech shach. Ukem dubali shekei noyegin. Oh, so we have a ray of hope. The ogur brings minik ashkenaz to go by day, as long as you come on by night. However, says the Shach, Bekomokim Yesh Lahachmir, Shulchan Archis Saisim Lahachmir. Miunira Hainu Dafka Biyem Ches, Dosim Shum Srach Bito Luchud. Chagab Namek Lor Beinu Tam Samach Lach Hashaych. Avul Biyem Zayin, Ein Litvul Kla Samach Lach Hashaych, Avi Yech Jum Ches Biyara Isis Kein. So Shach is saying this. We have Rabbeinu Tam said to go by day, come home at night. I would have said that Rabbeinu Tam would be Mekel, seventh day or the eighth day. If you get home at night, there's no Shema Tishamish. And there's no Srapita. So the Shach says, first of all, he's not really happy to be Saimach on this Kula, but ain't Limchais. But on the seventh day, that we're not going to be Mekel. As I state in the Shach. So in the Shach itself, we're not ready to be Mekel Lamaisa. However, Pesachei Tshuva here in Sivkot and Tes, which is back, you have to turn the page again. That's your exercise for the day. There he brings that the Sidri Tara says to be Samech under Rabbeinu Tam Lechatchila. Let's see it inside. Not only the Sidri Tara, many after him.
The Agur could argue on the Rashbam?
No, but the Rabbeinu Tam could argue with the Rashbam. And the Agur could say that we are meaning is to follow Rabbeinu Tam. It's unusual, because usually if the Ramah doesn't bring a Minig Ashkenaz to argue, usually we don't argue. So Pisrei Tshuva test. Now here you have to be careful in applying this, because Ramesha is Saimach on this Rabbeinu Tam, on the Sidrei Tara. But let's read the words and we'll see exactly how it fits into the Lamaisa. Pesachei Tshuva tes. Ayibar eita mashkasa miyu bogur, kasa miyu nira hanu dafka v'chumu. Ayin Sidrei Tara sekot tes mashkasa b'zeh, b'shem tshuvas, and again, chemdas tzvi is a printing mistake. It should say chacham tzvi. The printer, I told you, had a hard time with the simon. I'm chulsam seifa sherech bezel b'seif kazal shayna. Hine, hagoyin sidrei tara hichlit kula zula chalutin. Sidrei tara is makel this kula absolutely. The b'makim bittel oina litvah b'yem zayin. V'loy tavel lebeisat shechesheicha. Now read the words. The b'makim bittel oina litvah b'yem zayin. V'loy tavel lebeisat shechesheicha. It's makel even on the seventh day, which the Shach said, Yesh Limchais. So Jutara is Mekel even on the seventh day. Vayosa Gezeira Rak Rechaika. The whole Gezeira, it's a double Gezeira. Maybe you'll be Mishamish. And if you'll be Mishamish, maybe you shall see. Since the Gezeira Rechaika Mili Dirabana, Mittel Privitz of Puravu, Kilo Agoinim, Umiyavi Akrem Chas Rishalim, I feel Lahachmer. Now, he's not saying that if you learn Gemara, and it seems to you a Gezeira is a Gezeira Rechaika, just be Mekel. Chas Rishalim. He's saying you can rely on Rabbeinu Tam. Lamaisa Rabbeinu Tam is Mekel. You can rely on Rabbeinu Tam in an Isser, which is a Gzeira, a Durabana for Chshash Rachik. Achal Kapadim Nirol. Shetisha Ha'isha Bahalicha Mimikfa Labeis Ad Alayla. So you have to be careful, you shouldn't come till night. Aval Eina Moyel Mashatel Chabes Chaverta Boiso Yair. This is some cipher. He says to go to, she's stuck. She has to come back from the mikvah. She has to drive back. So she'll go to her friend, she'll go visit her friend's bungalow. No good. Mali bayezer oizer. Leinin nudvareim l'shiurim ke'ela. Cheyesh l'chich bashas asugi kemuvin. Mekomokim hamach v'tov l'abrach ha'mekel l'yivsid akal l'shayde. So Sevi says hamach v'tov l'abrach. Oh, so when she goes to visit her friend, we can really be a mechalik. Yeah, on the seventh day, this chashash, the way Ramesh explains some Sevi, this chashash is a chashash tashmish. She'll go visit her friend. Her husband will know she's visiting her friend. I'll go to visit her. They'll start talking. And maybe they'll go off privately. So that's how he understands Chassam Sofer. He's talking about the seventh day. He said the seventh day, it's because of this chashash. Vayin sham oid al divras harav ha-shoyl b'yishuv tzvichas ha-nashim lisa mahala kimol shoyz litvol. What about women have to travel a three-hour trip? Because he rasa b'layli kaskanis derachim. And they come home at night, there's a danger. Shemach yinogu litvol b'yayim ches. Chayzum ha-beisha b'chashaycha. Omnam. Im yachul yud ches b'shabis. So now she can't come back after dark. Akogre titcha atfila ad yayim rishin. Wow, she tests the sphira. So tell us, Bezainis. So what are you going to do? So here, the Samsef is stuck. He's saying, you have to come home by night. You can't come home even Beis Chavrata, but it's Shabbos. So are we going to be Mekel on the seventh night on Shabbos? In such a case. So listen to the Gainis of his Eitzah. Comes out, let me explain the Eitzah, we'll read it inside. The Gainis of Samsef is this. He doesn't want to be Mekel on the seventh day to come back. So he makes it Tziruf. We keep 5 and 7. We said Ikra Din would be the most 4 and 7. The fifth is an extra chumrah for Shema. It'll be Bein Hashmashes, Shatira Bein Hashmashes. She'll miscalculate. So we have 5 and 7. We already mentioned that the 5 of the 7 gets pushed off. But Makom Tzairich, it can be Mekel 4 and 7. In many cases, a Kala after she gets married is Mekel 4 and 7. We'll Mekel on the 5. So Sefer says like this. You're asking me a shiloh. You're going to keep 5 and 7. It's going to come out Friday night. This is what I want you to do. Do a hefsek tara on 4. And then do a second hefsek tara on 5. And keep 8 nikiyim. So now, mikra adin, Thursday night, you'll do a bedika. And Thursday night, mikra adin, you'll do 4. It's 4 and 7. Mikra adin, Friday is already day number 8. Not day number 7. Just lemaisa with machma 5 and 7. So you do a bedikah again on Friday. So we have here at Sirif. If it's 5 and 7, so mikra din, you're allowed to go to the mikvah on the seventh day. You're supposed to come home because of achshash. So Chazrim is not ready to be mekel to go by day and come home. But we have at Sirif, the mikra din, it's 4 and 8. So memela, it's a guidance of the Chassam Sofer. Now read it inside. Nosan harava nal eitzah. Lumayt oisam nashim lahafsik betara base parmin to 2 hafsik taras biyam dalid luria vasheni biyam hay who's al kosov le itz in the chaydo lechatchila. That's actually the shoyl tells us some seifer. He says al kapanim las is kamdeis hamachmirish tizik betara gam biyam dalid some bein ashwashes hapainol biyam hay luria makamakim leisaschil lispar elam biyam vav elach achar psikas taras sheni samach lebein ashwashes. He's going to go on the road and come back so close to Shabbos. So he's only semi-satisfied with this. See here. But not Misafik.
Right.
She's saying, Minat Torah, this is good, and for the Ramos Chumra, this
she's
is it.
Like even if she doesn't, she doesn't verbally count.
In her mind, she has to count.
She's counting 1 or 2, 2 or 3.
It's not 1 or 2. It's if 1 that can make her Adin, and 2 make her Adin, and day number 1, that's the Chumra. Chacham made a Bereisha to plan things out properly. I don't know. I don't know, Chacham Bereisha, I'm not sure. Right. Anyway, this is one of those areas where Ramesha has a psak, which is one of those where the whole Welt, at least the Chutzlaris, I don't know what they're doing, it's all the Machmer and everything, so I don't know what they hold. But all Chutzlaris, Chassidish Christ, and also, as far as I know, also Mechal Ramesha, this Ramesha is a Tshuva in the Gris Moshe Chela Gimel, it's Tshuva Nuntes. He holds that. That a person could be mekel in a bungalow colony, right? The tshuva is written to a bungalow colony. If the husband will go to shul before the wife comes home, that she could come home. If the husband's going to head off to shul, go to shul, the woman's going to come home right before shkia, he'll go to shul. Some men go to shul early, and everyone runs in late. And what? Say, really, he's mekel on day 8, he's mekel on day 7, b'makom tzara gadol. Hard to know, just tzara gadol, just because you have to push it off to Matzah Shabbos. But the Ramosha is saying, he's really samach on the Sidri Tara. So your Tara is mekel even on the 7th day. So Ramosh is mekel straight out on day number 8. On day number 7, in the makom tzara gadol. What's the tzara gadol? It depends. Sometimes Matzah Shabbos.
Friday night, every day, during the week.
Friday night. Look, Ba'inus, you have Echidika Ainus on the 8th day, you have sit down.
Moshe is
Mekel, Mekra Din, even though he's ready to be Mekel on the 7th day. 2nd day, he says Makam Tzairach. 8th day, always. And generally, that's the Psak, yeah. Now, I should tell you the Chachmas Adam is a shtickle Mekel. Chachmas Adam says, Eimaz Nichon Isa, on the 7th day. He says, Be'ef Shalal Litvol, Be'ches V'tes. He says, to go on the 7th day, she won't be able to travel the next or the night or the night after that. That's his lashon. Eimaz nichenoisa. There's at least, you know, the atziruf in here, other gedolim were mekel that eimaychen biyaday, at least that much. So Ramesh is mekel straight out in such a situation. And it's really Sidri Tara. Sidri Tara is the one who's mekel. Ramesh Lamaisa says that a person can rely on it.
What do they do?
You have to make arrangements. Usually the mikvahs, you call the mikvah, you say, I have a heter from this rav, this is my rav, and he gave me a heter. And the mikvahs are usually accommodating. They charge you for it. You have to get someone there earlier. But the mikvahs are generally accommodating if someone says they have a heter from a rav. So this is, again, we have kala. We make on the 7th day. Einis we make on the 8th day. And Leil Shabbos, again, the Ramesh is make a Makom Tzairach, even on the 7th day. Samech HaRabbeinu Tam.
The Kala is L'chadchila.
Yeah, the Kala, everyone's make on L'chadchila.
So,
what?
The husband is
If it's the eighth day, then she should go Thursday night. Rachinam, of course she should go Thursday night. No. I meant she go Thursday night. She did 5 and 7. We're not making it just 4 and 7. But she doesn't say to be samecha 4 and 7. You guys can be samecha. We may win. What? The two kazakh subsafe is 8, sir, to be tevil on the later night. So you have 5 and 7. Your Rabbeinu Tam, you're allowed to go. And plus, you have 4 and 7 that Mikra Din, 4 and 7 is good. That's what he's saying. Look, the 7th day, the Shach says, Moichim B'yadai. Everyone's Mekel. Shach says, someone wants to go to the 7th day, stop him. So where we be seeing Semech HaRabbeinu Tam? So he's saying, look, the Shach says, stop him. So for the Shach, we'll do a 4 and 7. Now use that as a tziruf and allow someone to do 5. I think it has to do with Aina. Even though the Lash of the Chabris of Ha'os Peru Revu, but I never saw Paiska should be Machalik if she's not a Basbanim or she's already expecting or... What? I understand. I think the Mekel on Aina. That's what I think. I think the Mekel for Le'el Aina, even though the Lash and Machabris of Ha'os, the Lash was Peru Revu. But I think so. Now, yeah. If she can't light, then her husband should light. Right? If she gets home too late to light, husband. Now, I want to make a point, which is very negay. All this is negay b'shas adchak. People are shyless, but there's something that sometimes people have chumris with good intentions, but if you look at the makayrais, if I'm allowed to say it, they're silly chumris. What I mean is the following. In the mikvahs, many mikvahs don't allow tefillah till 72 minutes. The mekilim are mekel 60 minutes. I remember, you know, being asked by someone, I could be samech on the mekilim 60 minutes, like you feel like a shiksa, you know, you're in the mikvah, they say, okay, mekilim could go now. You know, like, you know, the whole thing is pretty absurd. Mikra din, you could tevil by day. Mikra din, you could tevil by day. Mikra din, Chazal made a gezeira on tevling by day. Now, Rabbeinu Tam says you come home at night. So that's also good enough. All right, it's a gezeira. And Meichem Miyadai, we're not running to Bisaymach Rabbeinu Tam. But here, to go and Bisaymach on the Groz Man of Laila, to be tevil 15 minutes after Shkia, is there anything wrong with that? Is there anything wrong? Now, somebody who's never Saymach on the Groz is one thing, but people who are Saymach on the Groz, what is it? I saw many Svarim, the Heintik Svarim, all right. Women should be tevil the same as man, they keep Matzah Shabbos. If you keep 72 minutes, you keep 72, you keep 60, you keep 60. What's the comparison? Matzah Shabbos is a chorus. You're talking about being Mechal Shabbos. Here, it's a Chumrah al-Gabe Chumrah. Tefillah by day is zichah good min ha-Torah. Nobody in the world argues that tefillah by day is good. So here it's a Gzeirah de-Rabbanon. And in that Gzeirah de-Rabbanon, the Amei Kilim, the Sidra Torah says you can tefillah by day and come home at night. He says, v'semach harbein atam. So where does it come, this whole, it's I don't know, to me it sounds like a silly Chumrah. Now you want to be Machmir, there's no problem, but there are women who have families waiting for them Friday night. It's a little embarrassing to come. Sometimes there are people there. It's embarrassing. Or the night of a Seder night. Why shouldn't they be Mekel? I'm not talking about Bein Hashmashes. I'm talking about being Mekel Roz Vade Laila, 10 or 15 minutes after Shkia. They go to Mikvah. They could come home the same time the husband comes home from that. The Famariv, the husband's davening that time. What? So, Chalila, somebody who holds Rabbeinu Tam is Ikar Adin. You know, Satmar, they hold Rabbeinu Tam is Ikar Adin. I have no problem, you know, I'm not starting up with them. No one starts up with Satmar. And someone who holds that way. But the Hamoy Nam in Klal Yisrael, that Asaymach on the Groh, either Mikar Adin. Asaymach on the Groh, either Mikar Adin. Or, for the Rabbanans, Asaymach on the Groh. So here, it's knapa derabanan, you know. It's a machloikis if it's a derabanan. So why are we being machmir? Why 60 minutes? Why not 50 minutes? Or what? I spoke to one, and he shrugged his shoulder. You know, I raised it to one who lives in Flatbush, and he shrugged his shoulders. He said, "Look, you know, if you can be machmir, be machmir. Yeah, it's true. If you can be machmir, I agree. You should be machmir." But there are situations where there's a tzairach. What? Even if the husband's going to miss going to night seder because he has to be with his kids, it's also a good reason that she should be tayyib yisamach ad gra. They don't let till later. I'm not aware of that. Okay, I'm not aware of it. But look, the women, if the mikveh says we have two zmanim, so you do the two zmanim, but is it an excuse just to get the svaradim first, or is it... I think the point I'm making should be well taken. It's a real issue. You know, there was a yid in Satmar, a big Talmid Chacham, put out a sefer, Yisrael v'Zmanim, I think it was called. A wonderful sefer. The ikra of his sefer is to show that most of Klal Yisrael kept Rabbeinu Tam's man. That's the ikra in the sefer. Which you can say, you know, the Mechaber Ramah hold that way, and Magen Avraham and Taz hold that way. To his credit, he printed a letter. I always forget his name. Yerushalayim, what?
I thought you wanted the
Mechaber. No, not the Mechaber, the sefer. Mechaber sefer is a big Talmid Chacham, yeah. He wrote the Vayvarach David, I think he wrote also. Big Talmid Chacham. But he printed a letter he got from Eretz Yisrael, Sinai Dovlitsky, I forget his exact name, a big Talmid Chacham, a Yadin. He's one of these people that's the Bucky in Yerushalayim for astronomy and all these things. In Yerushalayim, a Yid. He wrote back a letter, and he printed the letter in the later Prince Yisrael Vazmanim. He said, I grew up in Yerushalayim, and I never knew that there are Yidin anywhere in the world that keep Rabbeinu Tam's man. He says, he grew up in Yerushalayim in the 20s and 30s, and he said he never knew that there's such a thing as a yid that keeps Rabbeinu Tam's man. You know, Yerushalayim. They say this, everyone, Yerushalayim gets dark very quickly, right? So 20 minutes after, you know, everyone's davening Maariv. Gets dark very quickly. Now, I don't know, astronomically, I don't see that New York and Yerushalayim are so different on the map, one from the other. And to be quite honest, I look at the sky in Yerushalayim. Everyone's saying it, but, you know, I don't know. You do me a favor. Look at the sky. No one looks at the sky these days. Tonight, 20, 30 minutes after Shkia, look at the sky. In Yerushalayim, look at it, the sky, 20, 30 minutes after Shkia. You tell me if it's such a big difference. I don't know. But there were kehilas that was Samech HaRabbeinu Tam, and then look, Mishnah Berurah, the Achrayinim, Samech on the Gros man, and the Gainim's man. And the Haranaro Pashtay, no one can say a psak. And to be Samech on it, it's something like this, which is Chumra Gedayla is. Having said that, we're going to learn Sifhei so we could finish the Simen. Im Ovra, now listen to this Chumra. This is the Mechaber speaking. Im Ovra v'tavla b'chespi yayim b'loy ayinis. She was over. She went to the mikveh. As the Mechaber says, afil achi osla tefillah. There's no knas. V'chein im Ovra v'tavla b'zayin b'yayim osla tefillah. So yeah, I'm not sure Yochara, I'm sure Yochula, but he has to say that there's no knas on her for the fact that she was over and tovel by day. Shouldn't do tashrish by day, of course, until the night. The chumra is the bach in shacha yud aleph. Habach pasuk lahachmi kamaril. Gos mardechai gos shariduram shem aram. The biyam zayin loy also la tefila. Vitzricha tefila shelis balayla. Tev lahachmi echad efshik imishakam kein das arrived. Gos mardechai mentioned v'arrived shem shiltis. So the odd day is on the seventh day to tell her to go to the mikveh again, to cancel her that she should go to the mikveh a second time, presumably without a brach. And anyway, to mekel on Yom Zayin, you need to break the plates. It's to be mekel on Yom Zayin. Mekel on Yom Ches, you have the Rebbe Tam, Mr. Jotara. The Shach said, Ein Meichin B'yadai. So to be mekel on Yom Ches, provided she comes home late at night. But that's Mutter Ramosh's broadening of the heter is that some sofer said she can't come even to someone else's house. Ramesh says she come to the bungalow colony if the husband's already in shul. I think he also writes if she has older children, so won't come any day tashmish, older children, older daughters around the house. Ramesh is making. Okay, kufsad the ches, we learned dine chatzitza. Next week we'll do kufsadik tes, dine tefillah.